Welcome to the Blackout Podcast, where I get to talk to amazing people who do amazing things. And today I have a beauty queen here, V, Miss South Asian Gem. Thanks for coming to the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I remember, you know, seeing this on Instagram. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And we've had a lot of conversations. I'm happy you came on the show today. So let's talk about what's been South Asian Gem. How did you get to find out about it? How did you get a win?
So talking about it was basically like I was always into acting and modeling and things like that, and I was just having a conversation with my unbiological sister, my really good friend here, Noor, and we were just talking, and she saw this posted on Instagram, and we're sitting, and she goes like, you know what, you should apply. And I'm like, well, to be honest, when I was a child, I dreamt of this, you know, like having a crown one day. I used to see pageants and I'm like, what does it feel like to win a crown, to have a crown and a title? I'm like, but you know what, I'm meant for acting, so let me just stick to that. And she's like, no, try it. And then I gave it a thought and I was like, let's go. And I saw it on Instagram by Limitless Events and I was like, I'm doing this. And the rest is history.
I mean, like, so you apply, and how did you find out that you're one of the, you know, contestant that was selected, and what's the whole process of the event?
So first you apply, then there's like, you get shortlisted, you submit your application, resume, portfolio, then you get shortlisted. And then after you're shortlisted, you're trained by MMT, right, Time Modeling Management, which Taylor runs, and they trained us about modeling, how to walk and things like that. And after that, there are like three rounds on the very same day of the pageant. And then you compete and there are judges. Our judges were amazing. One of the judges were like Miss Nova Scotia.
Nice.
The judges from different streams, which is the best part. Like somebody is from real estate, somebody is a business owner, somebody is modeling. So from all the diversified areas. Mm-hmm. And then you compete for three rounds.
What were the different phases? Like what were the three rounds?
So the first round was introduction and modeling, which was like basically ramp walk. And pageant walk is very different from actual model walk that we see on runways.
Oh.
So it's like just your pageant walk and your introduction for 1 minute where you introduce yourself. And the second round was about performance, which is you perform any talent or any skill that you have. So I was like, what can I do? I can write, I can act, I can dance. And I combine all of them together and did a performance. Third round is about ramp walk once again with a question and answer, which was the most fun part because it's so random. You don't know what are you going to get asked. Same as a podcast where you don't know what's coming.
Right.
But I think those are the best answers because it's so natural, it's organic, what comes within. And yeah.
So what you said, you combined writing and acting and performance. What was your talent?
So mine was, first I did a poetry, like a poetry in form of acting. I acted that poetry out, written by me. And then it switched to a dance performance where I showcased my dance skills.
What was the poetry? Do you remember?
Yes. It was a poetry about me having a conversation with, like, you know, one day I'm going to do this and that. And coming from a family, like, you know, in India, we have a little bit of stereotypes about things where people don't promote entertainment and arts industry as much as they do for any academic field.
Oh.
Because of things like, oh, if you're a daughter, if you're a girl child, you should not be in that industry. And I really wanted to speak or convey a message through that topic, due to which so many people that I see give up on their dreams because they feel like it's not a good profession if their families are not supporting for some reasons or any like stereotypes that they have. And I really wanted to convey this message through something that, don't give up on your dreams.
What was the poem called?
The poem was, that's very funny. The poem had no title.
No?
Okay. Yeah, that is actually funny. I had to think of a title about my poem now.
Did you dance to any song?
Yes, I danced on four songs. And I really wanted to bring that old Bollywood retro back. And Shah Rukh Khan, the king of Bollywood, my favorite. I cannot miss any of his songs. So started with a couple of his songs and then went into, I know my strength is energetic dance, went into some, you know, like very energetic, enthusiastic performance.
Okay. And how long was the performance for?
I performed for 5.5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Holy smokes. Wow. That's a long time.
That is.
You know, when people hear 5 minutes, they think it's not long, but it's actually long when you're performing. It's really long. Because I remember I had a talk and it was 3 minutes. And I was like, when is the thing going to finish? 3 minutes is a long time. So 5 minutes, I can't even imagine. Okay. So you do all that. At what point do you find, oh, wait, you are the one that won this competition?
Sorry, what?
You've done all the 3 rounds.
Yes.
When do you find out that you're the winner?
On the very same day.
Mm-hmm.
So usually pageants, like when you go to for bigger pageants or something, there's like, there's a training period for a month or something, and then it takes like a week usually. But this pageant, just because like it was their first pageant, which they did it very well,
mm-hmm.
it was just all in one day. That one day was like, everything's gonna happen today,
yeah.
and back to back. And by the end of that day, I was so tired and happy, but like my excitement was not letting me sleep. And on the very same day, I found out, okay, yes.
Okay, so like, I mean, there must be other contestants that did great.
Yes.
Did you ever at any point feel like, yeah, I got this in the bag, I'm winning this? Or was it a surprise to you when they called your name?
To be honest, if I'm saying this by my heart, I worked very hard for this pageant. I was preparing since a month. For a month, there was like a whole journey that I went through to prepare for it. And I manifested it day and night while eating, while studying, while walking that I'm winning this crown. And manifestation has so much power when you manifest it and you actually work hard for it. Like it's a combination, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually putting that effort. I woke up at 6 a.m. on the day of the pageant. And I was writing, it's still written in my journal, I was writing, today I'm going to come home with my crown and me and my crown will be sleeping together tonight. And then I went back home and I was like, I'm going to win it. The statements from, you know, like, I want to win it changed to I am going to win it. And that was that. That's why if you see my pageant video, the moment it was announced, I'm like, I'm crying. There's like happy tears,
right.
Because the amount of energy that it took from me and then everything, and definitely the audience. Oh my God.
Mm.
So it was a moment of, I don't know even how to describe that emotion when that actually happened, that yes, you are the one. First, it took me at least 10 minutes to just process it. I used to watch these pageant videos and I'm like, why are these people crying
right.
after winning a crown?
Right.
And I'm like, now I get why people cry after winning a crown.
Holy smokes. Okay, so you said your friend told you to do it, but you're like, I've always wanted to be an actor. So where did the actor thing come from?
The acting thing, people ask me this often, when did you decide, you know, like you want to do acting or something? I think I was born with like talking in such a dramatic way, putting all the drama out there. And I remember I was like 4 years old and I'm watching this Bollywood movie. And I'm like, I want to do this. I want to be that. And after that, once I got the platform, I went to school and my mentor, he gave me an opportunity to present an inter-house drama competition in the school. And I performed in that and people started calling me by the names of the character that I performed.
Oh.
And eventually they didn't remember my name, but they remember the character that I performed. So the recognition that started coming from it and the happiness that I felt, I was like, this is what I want to do.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it?
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about art is when you create art or when you perform any art, you live in that moment. Like, there's so much of, you are just in that present. When you dance, when you're moving, you don't think about anything else. You're just dancing, you're just performing. When I'm on stage, mm-hmm. I forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the satisfaction that comes with it. And there's so many things that art brings to us. Like, the joy that we get through watching movies, like, you're in a bad mood. Put up a show. That's what we all do. We all live in a world of movies.
So, you're studying acting?
No, I'm not studying acting.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're from India and then you moved to... When did you move to Canada?
21 months ago.
How was the move and how's that, you know, moving from your home here to a different country and... How was that journey for you?
the journey has been so amazing. I really, really want to say this on this podcast. Canada has been, like, I used to, you know, like, hear about all these things that culture, difference, a little bit of racism and things like that. But Canada, Halifax especially, has been so welcoming to me. The way they have welcomed my art, the way they have welcomed my individuality, my personality.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful. And it was not that difficult for me because I grew up in a boarding school for 8 years. I always lived away from home. I used to visit home twice in a year. And it was not that big of a change. The only big, like, major change, I would say, was, like, staying alone. Because in boarding school, I had 300 girls around me to live with and my entire girl gang to just be there. And here, when they came, and I was like, okay, I'm the only one who lives in the house. Okay, that's how it feels. Like, literally. Even while cooking, I have my friends on FaceTime. I'm like, just, you know, like, talking.
Just... Are these friends back in India or...?
Now they're everywhere.
Oh, right, right.
It took me a little bit of time to find the right circle of friends here because you are somewhat of the people you hang out with, you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a little bit of time to realize, okay, this is the, you know, like, kind of people that I want to hang out with or mm-hmm. my closest people. They are always there. They were back in India. They're still there back home. Old, you know, like... old friends and everything, old is gold. But mm-hmm. now I have friends here, two really good friends that I'm very grateful for.
Okay, so something I'm curious. I don't know much about India. I don't know if there's, like, winter there. But, like, I'm guessing it's not as bad as the winter here. And I'm curious, what was, like, your first winter in Halifax like?
In Halifax, mm-hmm. first winter? So India, world's largest diversity and my country... You go to another house, you live in a different world.
Oh.
There's so much diversity. Like if I tell you about, oh, India is like that. If you hear it from any other Indian, you'll be like, India is like that. There's so much diversity,
right, right.
So many cultures. Mm. But at the end of the day, we all smile in one language. And it's not that bad there, like the winter. And I don't think it's even bad here. Like when I came here last year.
No.
Okay, I was born in winter, so it's like, I don't mind winter that much. And when I came here, people were like, there's this winter, this, that, you're going to freeze, buy this jacket. I bought a jacket for minus 35. They're like, no, you should have bought minus 45. I'm like, what?
But like, I mean, like, for instance, the last weekend, you know, snowstorm was insane though.
Last weekend, snow was insane, but like, it's just some weekends. And I like the snow because it's like I came this far to like see something different, right?
Fair enough. Okay, so what do you study then?
I am studying Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and doing entrepreneurship by the side.
Oh, like was that? So I know film and, you know, acting is your thing, but why did you decide on this?
So it's always like I've always been interested into anything related to business, entrepreneurship and startups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to leave that zone. And also I feel like I should be, you know, there's this concept that I have that when you love something and if you do too much of it, you may start losing a little bit of interest in it. That's what I feel.
Oh.
So I want to crave for my art that, you know, I have to find ways to do my art. I have to find ways just to be there. I would do it 24/7, but at the same time, mm-hmm. I also want to do something and see if I can fit into that zone.
Mm.
And coming from a boarding school, I think my school has made me all-rounder. Like, we were never confined to one space that you can just do this. Our school, the Emerald Heights International School, where I come from, we were like, it was compulsory for us to try all the sports.
Oh.
And then decide what activity you want to do. So I think it comes from there that I want to try different streams and mm-hmm. see, okay, yeah.
And with your acting, how do you decide on, like, the characters you play?
I don't decide on the characters. My directors decide that.
Right. But, you know, like, they if you had three roles or whatever and then three directors reach out to you to roles, what is going to be the deciding factor of which one you decide to play?
So it's just like directors. I feel like directors are psychologists. They'll talk to you for 2 minutes and they'll know your personality. And the best, like half of your work is done if your cast is right. That's what my directors here say.
Yeah.
That it makes your job so easy if you cast according to the personality of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just interview me if I make it, if I get shortlisted to the interview round.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll decide, okay, this is her personality. The way they can tell you about a person just by talking to that person for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I ask my directors, are you spying on me? Like the characters that I have played in plays here, like Object at Trash Beach or Newcomers, directed by Luciana and director Logan's, I was like, I asked both of them, I was like, did you ever spy on me?
Mm.
Because these characters feel so me for some reason.
So how do you know you've got cast for the role? How do you prepare for the role?
I think it depends. I am nothing without the team. It's like the whole team, how everybody supports you. Then the director and everybody, the stage manager is making you do practice of it. It all starts from the scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We are like just sitting, chilling and read the script. Just read the script however you want. And then it comes to now start feeling the script. Now it's like step by step.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. But it's such a fun process of just starting from there, from the scratch and just, you know, flipping the pages of your script one day and the other day you are like a pro who does not even need a script. I'm like, okay.
you mentioned this Indian actor that is like your favorite. What about this person? It makes him your favorite. What do you love about the acting and the work they do?
So the person that I mentioned about, so the King of Bollywood, Shah Rukh Khan, a global star.
Okay.
The thing that like makes him my favorite actor or my inspiration is his journey. How he came as someone who had no connections in industry and had seen so much. It's like his parents died when he was young. And that day he decided in Mumbai, like the city of dreams and like the city of films in India, that yes, he'll like, you know, be the king of that city one day and today. And it's not just like, you know, how he has achieved the success, but what kind of, when you hear these people talking, when you're seeing the work that they're doing, that is just so inspirational. It's also like, you're not just creating art, you're creating an impact through your art, which is my goal too.
Hmm. Okay, you've played some characters. I'm guessing you love all of them, but if you had to pick two, which one would you pick to act anytime?
Pick to what?
Roles that you've played so far.
Pick two roles so far.
Of all the characters you've played?
Of all the characters that I've played?
Yeah, which would be your top two?
I can't do that.
Why
like,
not?
That is a tough question now. No. How can you pick like something?
Right.
Okay, if I'm getting offered like all flavors, like all types of cheesecake, why would I pick two? I'd have all of them. I would have all of them. I want to have all the ice creams.
Fair enough. Okay, are you ever gonna, like, I know acting is beautiful and it's a lot of work, but do you ever see yourself doing something in film that's other than acting?
I mean, dancing. Yes,
no,
for sure.
Like, would you write or direct or...
Okay, that's the thing. My birthday went like maybe almost a month ago on January 15th and I wrote a show. I acted that show and I directed that show.
Oh, okay.
So I definitely have the writing skills. I think writing is, touch wood, for some reason, God gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a writer doesn't write when a writer needs to write. A writer writes when a writer wants to write. So it just comes to me. And I definitely see myself, you know, like one day, my goal is when I'm, you know, like fulfilled by all the, which I'll never be, by all the acting that I do, just direct something, write something of my own, definitely, yeah.
Okay, how long is that going to be though? Like, and why don't you like combine it? Because like, I mean, you already have the skill, so.
Yes. I plan on doing that, but I feel like I'm still learning and there's so much in acting that I need to learn, especially when I see amazing actors, even in Halifax, when I see people like doing such great performances, I was like, first, I want to focus on one skill, one at a time, which is acting. Just refine that skill so much and make it so good that it's never, you know, it can never be like there's nothing left to learn now.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something new to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So first, I want to focus on that because acting above directing and writing for me, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I can argue with that. And then when all the acting and all that stuff is done, how do you relax?
I mean, acting is relaxed.
What? How is acting relaxing?
Well, how do I relax?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, like when everything is work is done. I actually, this is very, people find it abstruse because when I say, oh no, I'm like, you know, I love this hustle that goes on 24/7. I love the marathon. They're like, bro, are you boring or what? No, it's just there's so much fun in creating that. But when it comes to actually relaxing, I go back to my friends and just talking to them, lying beside them and cracking random jokes and just chilling out there, roasting each other and telling my girls what to do and what is happening. That is the best relax I can ever have.
So, someone wants to like act. What advice would you share? I know you're like just okay, I'm just yeah. What advice do you have for someone that wants to act?
Someone that wants to act, I'm still learning, but if I have to give an advice, I would say don't give up, keep going. You might not see the results because it's a field where you have to hustle, just like every other. Nothing's easy, right?
Fair
You
enough.
have to keep hustling. Don't get disappointed by all the rejections that comes initially. You might get it, but one day you're gonna make it. So just don't give up on your dreams.
Okay, I'm gonna circle back to what you did for your birthday. Why did you decide to do the play, write, direct, and was it like a one-person play
It
or?
was a one-person play. Well, I never believe it's ever a one-person play. The audience makes it everyone's play. My show is their show. So what happened? I was turning 21 and I was sitting with myself and I was like, what should I do for my birthday? I had options in front of me. I was journaling, trying to write it. I'm like, do I want to do party? And I'm like, not really. And I'm like, do I want to go out? I did that last birthday. I've done that, everything. It's like, what's the thing that actually brings me joy and will give me that, okay, yes, that is how I want to celebrate my birthday. And I also want to do something good at the same time. So I was like, I want it with the audience. So I ended up doing a show. I again combined all the three skills that I have. I danced a little in that show too. So dance, wrote, directed, acted that show, and I did that. But I wanted to do that show in collaboration. So I did that with ATSUM, which is NGO for Women. And entire ticket sales of that show were donated to the charity.
Yeah, I remember seeing that post, and that was awesome. How did you pick that charity one, and what was the title of the show?
The title of the show was Hinu. It's a tale about sisterhood and families.
What does Hinu mean?
Hinu is name, it's an Indian name of like a girl. And it's a tale about all sisterhood and families, and it's such a good tale about how, you know, like growing up as a single child, I thought, okay, if I have a sister, it's gonna be like that, and it's gonna be like this. So all that came up with me. The charity I picked up, I was actually looking for charities, but it was a little bit challenging for me to reach out to them considering the crunch time that I had at that time. But then things just got figured out. It's like when you have a will, there's a way, right?
I
It
kinda agree
just
with that.
happened.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the plan now? Like with your acting career?
So the plan now is basically to first get better at my skill because I feel like I really need to practice more and just keep getting better. Keep applying to anything that comes up and then see where I'm gonna go because acting, the field is you can't plan things. There's an opportunity and casting call comes up, you apply. And then it depends on so many factors that if you make it there or not. So that's the plan.
How do you prepare for casting calls?
So I prepare for like if I see, okay, that's the audition, there's like options. Either you can, you know, like just give a monologue, which you already have prepared, or submit that, or something like they give you a script to read, like a one-page script. So you just learn that script, practice that, and then just like an interview, sometimes they give you some questions, okay, this, that, and sometimes you have to be like, yeah.
Wow. And at what point do you feel like, oh, I'm ready?
To be honest, I never feel that.
No?
I never feel that. Even after performing, I'll come back and
Oh,
I'm like, did I do well? Like, what just happened?
that
After every round of pageant, I'm coming back to Noor, who was backstage, like, again, my friend, and I'm like, I should have done that, right? I should have like gone from there. I should have
was
walked there and posed like that. Every time I go for any photo shoots, I pose and I'm like, wait, I come back from the shoot and I'm like,
Should have done that.
should
Should have
have done
done that.
this, that. There's always that feeling that goes on.
Okay. You've talked about like your work, school, how you relax and stuff, but What are some ways that you take care of yourself?
I should not, like, you're gonna laugh again. By acting, by following, by doing what I love, I take care of myself. I think I take care of myself by being single.
What are you saying? Like, you, no, man, nah, come on. Relationships can be a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. Okay. I'm not denying that at all. But at the same time, you know, like when you're single, you're happy, you're growing and glowing. You're just focused on yourself and what. I take care of myself by eating ice creams, by watching shows, by shopping. Because you know what? I'll tell you this one quote. Old feelings can be replaced by new outfits.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue about that. I'm like really simple. I just t-shirt and jeans and I'm good to go. Like, you know, as a beauty queen, how do you prepare, like how do you decide on outfits, right? Because
yeah, outfits, I don't think girls have the choice to decide on their outfits. I think outfits decide on us.
Oh, like that's
like, you know, our periods, our waxing schedules, our moods and this and that, the weather, that decides the outfit.
Fair enough. Okay. I've never been a girl, so I can't agree with that. Okay. I have these questions that I ask.
Oh, yes. So you're prepared. You have written the questions now.
Just this one.
Just this one.
Just this one. I kind of switch it around, but it is, in essence, it's the same thing. What is something that happened before you were 17?
Okay.
That you feel is kind of responsible for the person you are today?
So I think, to be very honest with you, yeah. I don't clearly remember what was I when I was like before 17.
Oh.
Because it has been a long journey, but I'll tell you this one thing that happened with me, which was before 17, I felt like growing up as a single child, there was a lot of feeling of I, me. And I participated in a team-like performance. Like, we did a cultural performances of, like, at least 150 people together performing.
Holy
not
shit.
On the same, like, on the same stage, but at different times coming back.
Yep.
And that was the biggest challenge to me because a person who has always performed in small groups or, you know, like, just individually, I was, like, performing with so many people. First, it didn't feel right because I was, like, maybe, you know, like I'm getting shadowed by this, that little immaturity of being a kid, that if somebody else does this and that. And then I got to understand when we did the performance and everybody was so happy and everybody around me is feeling that victory, that feeling of joy and success that, yes, we did it together. That changed. And I was like, community is everything.
Community is everything.
Yes.
Wow. V, thanks. Okay. I want to let you go with this magic. What I need you to do
okay.
is, there you go, there's a marker here and a paper for you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to, don't show me though, I need you to write a number between 1 and 60.
1 and 60.
Show it to the camera and then hide it.
So no way you'll guess that.
Okay, hopefully I will get your number, but yeah. Go ahead. Just
okay, there might be some trick or something, 100%.
Between 1 and 60.
I'm checking that the page is not.
Yeah, no, I can't see through it. And I'm not going to even look at it. So.
Okay.
Once you're done, show it to the camera.
Okay.
You good? Is it ready? Show it
to
the camera.
You're not supposed to see this.
No, I'm not looking.
Close your eyes.
Okay, my eyes are closed.
You sure?
Yeah.
How much are these?
Can't see.
Okay.
You done? You ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay. So what I need you to do is, your number can be in at least, it should be in at least one of these cards, but it can be more than one of the cards, okay?
Okay.
So, is your number here?
Okay, I think I've played this game before when I was a kid. No, it's not.
Okay. Is it here?
No, it's not.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it here?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Is it here?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Oh, fuck. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is it here?
No.
No, it's not. Is it here?
No.
No. So it's only in these two. Okay, so it's only in those two. You sure it's not in any of these ones? Let's check it again.
Okay, so you doubt my vision?
No, no, no. I just want to be sure. It's not here. It's not here.
No.
It's not here.
No.
It's not here.
No.
Okay, B, Miss South Asian gem. Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Anna? Okay, you challenging me.
17.
Okay, there might be some trick, but how did you guess that in one?
Magic! Magic. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you.
I'm so okay, we're having this conversation after the camera goes down.
Right, yes. Yeah.